Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
A lot of college football coming up. College football final will get started later in the hour. Scores from around the area and around the country. Gophers tonight home against USC. Quick update on the MLB playoffs. One game already in the books today. Game one, divisional round. Cleveland walloped Detroit 7-0. These are best of five series. The Phillies lead the Mets 1-0. Later, Kansas City and New York to play the Yankees. And tonight, it'll be the Padres and the Dodgers from Los Angeles. Right now, we're going to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. StevekearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, how you been this week?
Been great, Steve. How you doing?
Yeah, good, good, good. Let's start with the bow hunt right now. I know you have a deer already. That came early.
Yeah, very happy about that. But it's we are in what we call the October lull, which is really affecting everything in the outdoors right now. And the October lull is kind of this dead period that we're kind of waiting for things to happen. The local ducks are gone. We're waiting for some sort of migration, some little push, which we should have with these northwest winds we've got today and tomorrow, which should push a few ducks in. And the deer are just kind of, you know, not super active right now. It's been so warm, they're really not moving much. So we've got this kind of lull, and the fishing actually has picked up this week. So that's been a real improvement. Water temperatures are down 64, 65, and they've dropped a good 10 degrees. So fishing is really picking up, and it's only going to get better. So we're just kind of, you know, sitting on our hands and waiting for this weather to change. And, you know, you just mentioned the forecast. I really don't like the 80s. I really want to stick to the 60s, 70s and cool things off at night. And that's what gets things, you know, really going. And, you know, there's no pre-rut activity with the deer right now. They're not quite there yet, but I think that'll happen, you know, right around MEA, the 17th, 18th, usually in, you know, this month, things really start ramping up. And then the fishing is great. The deer are on their feet. Ducks are coming down. I mean, the best is yet to come.
When it comes to the deer hunt right now and the boa hunters out there, morning versus evenings, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm an evening guy, mainly because I think in the morning you really tend to bump a lot of deer when you go in. You know, they live there, and you try to sneak in quietly in the morning in the dark, but they know you're there. So it's really a tough deal. You know, a lot of people, you know, do mornings only because they have work constraints or whatever, and they can only do mornings, and I understand that. But, you know, when you try to get in as quiet as you can, a lot of them know you're there, and it's really tough, you know, to get in there quietly. And so I'm more of an evening guy, and I try to leave those areas alone in the morning, and, you know, they're usually in their bed by the time the sun comes up. So evenings are a lot better, you know, chance of increasing your odds. But mornings, if you have a stand that you can absolutely get in quietly without being detected, that's great. But most of the time, they hear vehicles, they hear ATVs, they know there's humans around, and, you know, it's just very disruptive very early in the morning when they're done feeding and they're going to their bedding areas. They're very aware of what's going on. So getting in there in the morning, that's kind of a tough nut to crack.
All right, Steve, looking forward, you talked about water temps taking a dive right now, and it has been mild, but that's just purely a function of the sun's not up as long, it cools down pretty quickly at night, and I would assume those water temps, as you pointed out, in this lull period between now and the middle of the month, certainly the end of the month, are going to continue to trend down, and the bite's going to get better and better.
Oh, it will. You know, the problem is we have this weather. It's kind of a yo-yo weather. It's like 70, 60, and then it's 85. And so the water temperature actually drops, but then it goes up again. So we haven't really had a consistent, you know, water temperature drop. And when you get about 58, 59, things really start happening. And we keep, you know, hanging around that 65, 66, and it's not really doing anything. But a lot of the fish now are moving into, you know, shoreline areas that you caught them in the spring. They're starting to make that migration towards shore. So it's just kind of starting. I would give it about maybe a week or 10 days, and I think it'll really be going well. And again, we need, you know, 40s at night, 50s at night is great. 60 during the day would be optimum, but you know, it's just we take what we can get. But, you know, if you've noticed, as we've talked about over the years, we've had a lot of heat all the way into November, which, you know, really kind of delays that good fall bite. And, you know, we had 80s in November last year. It was just, you know, bizarre. So, you know, it's all about Mother Nature. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, and another opener coming up. We haven't talked a ton about it so far this fall, and that is the Minnesota Pheasant Opener. Now, I know you prefer the late-season hunt, but what's the word? Any idea, Steve, on what the numbers look like here in Minnesota?
You know, it's nobody really knows, Steve. The south, very far southwestern part of Minnesota looks like it has the best numbers. But we really don't know. There's been a lot of comments about that spring rain we had in May and into early June, which they think really drowned out a lot of nests and really affected, you know, raising their brood. And we don't really know for sure. And sometimes, you know, pheasants will have a second run at it and have a later hatch. And we don't know about that either. But I will say in the areas that I've been in, I have not seen any chicks, you know, on the roads in the morning at all. And that's a little disturbing. Usually I see them. But I guess we're going to find out here as the harvest continues. The beans are coming in pretty well right now, and they're just starting on the corn. So when they get that harvest, you know, down about 50 or 60%, then we'll kind of know what the numbers really are. So I wouldn't write it off. I think there's still birds to be had, but we're just not really sure about the numbers yet, but in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you know, we'll have it figured out.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. We'll do it again in 1 week.
Hey, sounds great, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney. He's going to be busy out there somewhere, and he will join us in 1 week. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sundays between 5 and 6. Rob Dreisein from the Outdoor News has a great show. Lots of info, terrific guests. That is Sundays between 5 and 6. here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 4:14. When we come back, little high school football news. There were some upsets in just about every class, including the big schools here in the metro area. Shock P with a gigantic win over Edina last night. Minnetonka got stunned by Eden Prairie. The Eagles are just 3-3 this year, but they knock off previously unbeaten Minnetonka. We'll have all of that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. College football final is coming up. We're going to start getting some game reports from around the area. Northern Sun, MIAC, WIAC, and UMAC in action. And then Jonathan Lowell following the weather at 4:30. We'll have our first look at the top 25, the Big Ten. We'll check the Missouri Valley. I know North Dakota State playing today. We'll have that score for you. And St. Thomas back at it in the Pioneer League. I think they had Stetson today. And we'll get all of that to you. Right now, I want to talk a little high school football. And there were some upsets on Friday night. There is a handful of games today around the state of Minnesota. Holy Angels beat Benilde St. Margaret's today. St. Paul Highland Park over Bloomington Kennedy, 18-13. Minneapolis Camden over South, 50-3. Dover Eota beat Red Wing 27-2. Richfield topped Austin 21-0. No score yet in St. Paul, Como Park against Harding Humboldt. Down in Rochester, John Marshall beat Century 41-0. Told this story before. My mom's father, Grandpa, is no longer with us. He went to John Marshall. I will say a long time ago. Yellow Medicine East and Bold, they got started at 3. And Wyndham taking on Wabasso. The Rabbits are home today. And that is a 3 o'clock start. So those are the games. But here's the thing. There were a number of upsets last night in high school football. And the prep sports reporter at the Star Tribune, Jim Paulson, kind of gets everybody together who votes for the AP high school football poll every week. He's the man in charge of gathering all the voters from around the state. And big thanks to Jim for all his work on that. But he also puts together a list of how they fared. And a big thanks to Jim for that. In 6A, number 1, Lakeville North beat Mayo 24-13. Number 2, Maple Grove beat Coon Rapids 56-14. Crimson looked really good. It's been a long year for the Cardinals. Upset, number 3, Minnetonka lost to Eden Prairie 21-20. The Eagles now 3-3 on the year. Very unusual season, but a huge win for Eden Prairie. And come playoff time, you can't count them out. They are Eden Prairie. Number 4, Edina lost to number 5, Shakopee. Sabres roll 42-12. So two huge upsets among the big schools. Number 6, Egan beat Farmington 18-10. Egan having a very nice year. Anoka, huge win against Centennial, the defending 6A champs. They graduated a lot from that team, but the Tornadoes won it 14-0. Blaine holds off Champlain Park 28-23. I called this game last night on cable TV in the northern suburbs. Blaine led it 25-10. Flat out dominated the first half. Champlain Park comes back. They had a pick six in the third quarter to make it 25-17. And late in the ball game, had the ball first and goal, and Blaine holds them off to win 28-23. Wild finish The Rebels fall to 2-4. Blaine now 4-2. There was a tie for the ninth spot. Buffalo beat Burnsville 38-12. Buffalo having a very nice season, but they don't play that heavy Lake Conference schedule anymore. But Buffalo is still having a good year. And then the other number nine, Stillwater Laws to White Bear Lake, 24-17. On 5A, number one Alexandria beat number 10 Bemidji, 25-13. Some upsets down the rankings. Chan got beat by number 7 Mankato East. Bemidji, number 10, lost to number 1 Alexandria. Tied for number 10 Mankato West, lost to number 3 Owatonna. 4A, number 1 Becker beat number 7 Ricori, 30-14. 3A, number 1 Stewartville beat Plainview Elgin Millville, 47-0. Number 2 Barnesville, all over Park Rapids, 32-12. Number 1 Minneota in 1A beat Lakeview 76-7. And I've said this before, of all the number one teams, all the top teams in the state in any class, the Minneota Vikings may be the most dominant to this point. A lot of good teams, but Minneota in 1A, wow. And then 9 player, number 1 Nevis beat Bertha Hewitt 56-14. So there's some of the scores from high school football last night. And college football-wise, we're going to run down all the scores coming up. We're going to get some game reports coming in here as well. News Talk 830 WCCO. One of the game reports we already have lined up for you. It comes out of the Northern Sun. It was Minnesota Duluth at Augustana. Big showdown in Sioux Falls today. And Augustana prevails 28-24. And the voice of the Bulldogs, Jeff Papas, will have a game report coming up a little bit later on. Here's some other scores out of the Northern Sun at the moment. Late in the fourth, Concordia St. Paul in Bismarck to play Mary, tied at 10. Sioux Falls trying to pull the upset at Minnesota State. Cougars lead at 40-30. Still a long way to go in the fourth quarter. This has been a wild one in Mankato. In the third, Bemidji State, Northern State, tied at 7. Outside the Northern Sun, non-conference game, Nebraska Kearney at Southwest Minnesota State. Kearney wins at 35-0. Wayne beat Minot 27-21. In the third, Winona all over MSU Moorhead 23-0. The Dragons had had some nice wins this year, including a win at UMD, but they're getting shut out now downriver in Winona. Now, let's get you up to date real quick on the finals that have come in from the MIAC today. St. John's, conference leader, beat Augsburg 45-20. Homecoming in Collegeville, Johnny's Roll. Bethel wins big in St. Peter, beating Gustavus 43-0. St. Olaf, home in Northfield, beat Hamlin 41-6. Concordia went down to Northfield to play Carlton, and the Cobbers win at 31-6. And McAllister at St. Scholastica, and the St. Scholastica Saints beat the Scots 30-28. And out of the WIAC, we do have some scores here. La Crosse leading Platteville 7-3. River Falls all over Eau Claire 50-0. Stout leading Stevens Point 13-0. And Whitewater up on Oshkosh 14-7. I haven't seen any final scores come up on the board in the WIAC, but when they do, we'll pass those along to you. And in the UMAC today, UMAC football, 3 games in conference play they had last week off, and we'll have those scores when available a little bit later today. And it is 4:28. We're going to take a break. We'll have an update on that weather. It looks like it'll be quite a bit cooler tomorrow and windy, but then a dry, sunny week. We could be back up into the 80s again by the end of the week. here at News Talk 830-WCCO. Here we are. We're into the conference schedule. For the most part, all over the country. And we got some big games in the Big Ten. We have some big games in the top 25. Gophers are home tonight. To round down all of that, I bring you Jonathan Lowe.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Thompson. It is a joy and a pleasure to be with you on this wonderful Saturday afternoon. Now, it's pumpkin month. You know, we equate pumpkins with Halloween and October and everything. So we're into the pumpkin month. So you can have your pumpkin spice lattes and your pumpkin spice frosted flakes, which I saw on the shelves this week, which grosses me out. But anyway, that's beyond the point. Just remember that over the weekends, you got a lot of pigskin to deal with as well as we get to another beautiful, wonderful Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere, and we get it rolling in the Big Ten. And we start in Columbus at the Horseshoe, where Ohio State has been in a defensive struggle with Iowa for the first half. They were 7-0 leaders going into the half. The Buckeyes just scored, and number 3 Ohio State now leads the Hawkeyes 14-0, about 9:30 to go in the third period. It is getting into the middle of the third period in Evanston, where Indiana, number 23 Indiana, is looking to go to 6-0 on the season. They lead Northwestern 17-10 and are driving just outside of the red zone, getting into the red zone now in their third quarter drive, so possibly looking to go up 2 scores. Nebraska is trying to get to 5-1 and give Rutgers its first loss of the season. It is a minute and a half before the end of the first half, 7-0 Cornhuskers in Lincoln. Finals from earlier today, number 7 Penn State, they easily get past UCLA after a slow start. They crank things up in the second quarter, win 27-11. The Nittany Lions are 5-0. Wisconsin rebounds from their loss last week in the Coliseum to USC. They pound Purdue 52-6. Last night it was number 6 Oregon defeating Michigan State 31-10. The Ducks get to 5-0 on the season. Coming up a little bit later this evening, number 10 Michigan against Washington out in Seattle, rematch of last year's this January's national championship game. And then over at Huntington Bank, over at the local bank, number 11 USC fight on coming into town. They are looking to get the Upper Midwest sweep after taking down Wisconsin last week. They come in to face the Gophers. Gophers looking to get to 3-3 on the season. To the top 25 scoreboard, it is at the half between the hedges. Number 5, Georgia, looking to rebound from that loss last week in Tuscaloosa. They lead 14-3 over their bitter rivals in Auburn. Number 12, Ole Miss at the half, is up in Columbia over South Carolina 24-3. The stunner of the day, folks, is in Nashville. Alabama looked like world beaters last week in the first half against Georgia. Second half was kind of shaky. First half of today, kind of shaky. Number 1 Alabama is losing 23-7 to the Commodores with 2.5 to play in the second quarter. Alabama 1st and 10 on the 50. But again, this is a stunner if the Commodores can somehow pull this off against Alabama and Kalen DeBoer. It wouldn't be a good look after winning last week over Georgia.
Well, and Jonathan, I wanted to jump in. If Vanderbilt hangs on, is Kalen DeBoer on the hot seat?
I'll give him a slightly warm seat. Slightly okay. Warm. Yeah, not quite hot. It's right. the seat warmers in the car haven't, and the BMW haven't quite warmed up just yet. But it's getting a little toasty. Finals from earlier today. I'll give you this one here. So the only ranked matchup of the week was in College Station. It was supposed to be a toe-to-toe knockdown, drag-out fight. Steve, you're a boxing aficionado. You're a boxing fan from long ago. I'll give you this scenario. Number 25, Texas A&M, was Mike Tyson. Number 9, Missouri, was Marvis Frazier.
Yeah. Ooh.
That was a knockout in the first round, man. It was 24-0 at the half. Texas A&M wins 41-10, give the Tigers their first loss on the season. Texas A&M, after that opening week loss to Notre Dame, now has 5 straight wins, and they will vault in the top 25. Mizzou will sink going into this weekend. It was a painful thing to watch as a Missouri fan, the Missouri fan that I am. Number 22, Louisville loses at home. Watch out for Old Pony Express. SMU now 2-0 in the ACC in their first season, 5-1 overall, 34-27 the final there. One other final from last night, number 25, UNLV, getting in a little bit of controversy over NIL and their starting quarterback deciding to walk. And it might have come back to bite them. It didn't bite them last week. It might have come back to bite them last night. They lose in overtime at home to Syracuse, 44-41. Both teams now 4-1 on the season. Now we go to the Missouri Valley. It is all but over in Kentucky. South Dakota is crushing Murray State, shutting them out 51-0 with 12.5 to play in the fourth quarter. The Battle of North Dakota taking place at the Fargo Dome this year, and North Dakota State is leaving no doubt at the present time. Midway through the third quarter, the Bison lead the Fighting Hawks 31-10. South Dakota State underway at the Unidome against Northern Iowa. It is through one quarter, and the Jackrabbits hold a 7-0 lead over the Panthers. Other games, going to the Pioneer League, a good return for St. Thomas. They had last week off. They hosted Stetson today, and the Tommies get a 34-24 win and a big win to get them to 2-3 on the season. They had struggled during the early part of the year, so a first conference game of the season, 1-0 for the Tommies in Pioneer League play.
All right, very good, Jonathan. And why don't we run down the scores again? On the regional side, we did that before the bottom of the hour. We've got some more finals to report, and then we're going to jump into those game reports. They're starting to come in, and we've been doing this a long time on Saturday afternoon, and we've already got a UMD game report, UMD in Augustana and Sioux Falls today. We'll get to that. We have a St. Olaf Hamlin game report from the MIAC, Michael Abdallah filing that just a moment ago. So we'll jump there. But first, the scores here in the Northern Sun. Augustana did beat UMD 28-24. Very good ball game there. And once again, Jeff Papas, the voice of the Bulldogs, will have the game report shortly. Other finals out of the conference, Nebraska Kearney wins in Marshall, beating Southwest Minnesota State 35-0. Wayne State beat Minot State 27-21. We hope to hear from Mike Rose today from Wayne America. In progress now, Winona State leading MSU Moorhead 23-0 in the third. Tied at 10, Concordia and Marriott. Looks like they're going to overtime. Sioux Falls trying to hang on and win at Minnesota State. 4:10 to go in Mankato in the fourth. And Northern leading Bemidji 14-7. Now this would be a big comeback win for the Beavers. Still plenty of time. That is early in the fourth quarter there. Let's get over to the MIAC today. St. John's Rolls beating Augsburg. Homecoming in Collegeville, 45-20 Johnnies. Bethel wins on the road at Gustavus 43-0. St. Olaf took care of Hamlin 41-6 in Northfield today. St. Scholastica beat McAllister today 30-28 up in Duluth. And it was Concordia on the road in Northfield winning at Carleton 31-6. So two college football games in Northfield, one at St. Olaf, one at Carleton today. Let's get you up to date on the scores in the WIAC and our friends east of the St. Croix. River Falls looking good. They blow out Eau Claire 71-14. Platteville beat La Crosse. Huge upset there. La Crosse, the conference favorite this year. Platteville beats La Crosse 30-27 in overtime. Whitewater beat Oshkosh 21-14, and it was Stout winning at Stevens Point 22-15. But how about that? La Crosse, the favorite, gets beat by Platteville in OT in La Crosse today. And here in the UMAC, two finals reported. Northwestern beat Crown 69-14 in Roseville, and Martin Luther beat Morris in New Ulm 21-14 Greenville. At Westminster today, we don't have a score on that one from Fulton, Missouri. You're up to date on the scoreboard. And now we're going to jump into some of those game reports. And once again, over the years, we used to do the game reports live, where if you wanted to get on the air, you got to do it live. And then with the SIDs and play-by-play guys being so busy or having to travel, we put out the option where they could record and file a report. And jumping in on that new ability to file a game report, the voice of the UMD Bulldogs, here's Jeff Papas.
A last-second rally fell short, and Augustana defeated UMD for the first time since 2007 today by a 28-24 score at Kirkby Over Stadium here in Sioux Falls. UMD drove the field to the 9-yard line. Sam Pitts caught a potential touchdown pass that would have won the game but was ruled to be out of bounds on the last play, handing Augustana the win. Ryder Patterson opened up the scoring. The Lakeville South star went 46 yards for a touchdown to put UMD in front. But Max Grand for Augustana equaled the score at 7-7. And then Jared Epperson's 3-yard run made it 14-7 late in the first half. Bulldogs drove the field again at the end of the first half, but had to settle for a Curtis Cox field goal from 23 yards to make it 14-10 at the break. UMD's first possession of the second half saw them go 8 plays, 75 yards, and Kyle Waljasper hit pay dirt with a 10-yard run to put UMD ahead 17-14. But Augustana came back, 11 plays, 85 yards. Gunnar Hensley to Isaiah Huber, and that made it 20-17. That lead lasted exactly one play as the Bulldogs got the ball to the 47-yard line on the kickoff, and then Waljasper hit Deshaun Ames for a 53-yard touchdown pass to put UMD ahead 24-21. But Augustana then drove a short field, 3 plays, 38 yards, and scored with 56 seconds to go as Hensley hit Jack Fisher with a 23-yard touchdown pass. That set up the Bulldogs' last possession, where they drove the ball from the 47-yard line to the Augustana 9 before falling short. Both teams now go to 3-2 on the season. UMD's next game at Northern State at Mulaski Stadium next Saturday. Jeff Papas reporting.
Augustana wins in Sioux Falls 28-24. I mentioned that game in overtime in the Northern Sun. Concordia St. Paul at Mary. Mary up now 13-10 in OT. Concordia has a shot, touchdown to win it. Sioux Falls still leading at Minnesota State with under 4 to go in the game now, 40-36. Cougars have the ball. Remember, Sioux Falls won at St. Thomas in the opener earlier this season. Northern State still leading Bemidji State 14-7 in lovely Aberdeen, and Winona State still leading MSU Moorhead 23-0. That game still in the third quarter. There were some 2 o'clock starts today in the Northern Sun. So you're up to date on the scoreboard. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back with our first game report out of the MIAC today. St. Olaf hosting Hamlin in Northfield. Michael Abdallah following the break here on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is college football final. We'll have another rundown of all the scores. Big Ten, Top 25, MIAC, Northern Sun, WIAC, and UMAC. We'll throw in the St. Thomas score out of the Pioneer League, and regional teams that play in the Missouri Valley as well, including the Battle of North Dakota today, North Dakota State and North Dakota in Fargo today. We'll do that following the news and weather. And then, of course, we'll have another full scoreboard following the weather at 5:30 today. If you're looking for those full scoreboards, we are going to sprinkle in scores and game updates as we move through the day. We'll keep an eye on the MLB playoffs as well. One game in the books. It was Cleveland all over Detroit in game one of that best of five series, 7-0. Also in the divisional round underway, game one, the Mets and the Phillies from Philadelphia. Tonight, Kansas City and New York to play the Yanks. And then the Padres and Dodgers from Chavez Ravine will be the nightcap. WNBA playoffs, day off today. Those series are heading to a game four. Las Vegas beat New York in game three to stay alive. Liberty still lead it 2-1. Meanwhile, your Minnesota Lynx won in Connecticut, and now they're up 2-1. And game four is on Sunday, the early game, the Liberty and the Aces from Las Vegas, 2 o'clock our time. And then from Connecticut, it'll be the Lynx and the Sun at 4 o'clock. The winners advance. And once again, the winners of those series advance to the WNBA Finals. If there is a Game 5 back here in Minnesota on Tuesday night, Connecticut and Minnesota, hopefully it ends in 4 and the Lynx can advance and try and win another title. All right, let's get to a game report, and we're going to bring in our friend Michael Abdallah. It was St. Olaf hosting Hamlin today in the MIAC.
St. Olaf scored touchdowns on its first six possessions to open up a 41-0 halftime lead and went on to defeat Hamlin by a 41-6 margin on homecoming and family weekend in Northfield. A week after he became the program's all-time leader in passing yardage, senior quarterback Theo Doran from Minneapolis in the Academy of Holy Angels accounted for five touchdowns in the opening half for the Olies, throwing touchdowns to Devin McNerney from Arvada, Colorado, and Job Monroe from Edina and De La Salle High School, and rushing for three more scores. Doran finished 15 for 21 for 257 yards with two touchdowns and no interceptions, while also rushing for 24 yards and three touchdowns for St. Olaf. Junior Gus Gartsky out of Mankato East recorded his second consecutive 100-yard rushing game by carrying the ball 21 times for 106 yards and a score. Eight Olies had at least one reception in the win, as St. Olaf outgained Hamlin by a 521-263 margin that included a 370-78 advantage in the opening half. Nicholas Vasco out of Phoenix ran for the lone touchdown of the game for the Pipers 2 minutes into the fourth quarter and finished the day with 58 yards on 15 carries for the visitors. Dawson Schaefer from Kindred, North Dakota, who entered the game with nine receiving touchdowns in three games, was held out of the end zone for the first time but finished with 71 yards on six catches for Hamlin. With the win, St. Olaf remained unbeaten at 4-0 overall and 2-0 in MIAC play. The loss moved Hamlin to 2-2 overall and 0-2 in conference play. The Olies host crosstown rival Carleton in the annual Battle for the Goat next weekend, while the Pipers travel to Minneapolis to face Augsburg.
All right, the Goat Trophy on the line next week, one of my favorite in a league filled with great trophies. Carleton and St. Olaf at Klein Field at Manitou. That's good stuff. The tradition of the GOAT, Carleton and St. Olaf in Northfield next week. Here's some of the other finals in the MIAC today, and we'll get some more game reports as we move through the day. St. Scholastica, winner in Duluth, beat McAllister 30-28. It was St. Olaf beating Hamlin 41-6. Bethel blew out Gustavus in St. Peter 43-0. St. John's homecoming there in Collegeville. Johnny's win at 45-20 over Augsburg. And once again, Concordia at Carleton today. Cobbers win at 31-6. And once again, we hope to bring you game reports on all of those before we say goodbye today. Quick update on the WIAC today. Huge upset. Platteville wins at La Crosse 30-27 in overtime. River Falls blows out Eau Claire 71-14. Whitewater beat Oshkosh 21-14. And Stout, a winner on the road at Stevens Point 22-15. Two UMAC finals. Northwestern, huge win over Crown 69-14 today in Roseville. And Martin Luther beat Morris 21-14 in New Ulm today. And you are up to date on the scoreboard here at News Talk 830-WCCO. And let's get another game report. Let's jump back to the Northern Sun today. And this was Minnesota State Moorhead at Winona, and we bring in Joey Mueller.
Hey, this is Joey Mueller, Director of Athletic Communications at Winona State University. The Winona State Warriors hosted Minnesota State University Moorhead this afternoon in Winona, Minnesota, and the Warriors jumped out to a commanding 23-0 lead in the first half and held on for a convincing 33-6 victory. Redshirt freshman Jackson Flottmeyer from La Crosse, Wisconsin, threw for 107 yards on 13 of 18 passing and rushed for a game-high 87 yards in his first career start. Josh Burai from Stuartville, Minnesota, added 80 yards on the ground as the Warriors outgained the Dragons 288 yards to just 40 yards rushing. The Warrior defense put together their best effort of the season, holding the NSIC's best passing offense to just 230 yards through the air. MSU Moorhead's Jack Strand out of Bloomer, Wisconsin, threw for 220 yards on 24 of 43 passing with one touchdown and two interceptions. Winona State dominated time of possession and controlled the ball for 36 minutes and 50 seconds of the game, converting 21 first downs and amassing 44 rushing attempts as a team.
All right, very good, Joey. Great job. Thanks for the update on that. But a big win for Winona State today over MSU Moorhead. And MSU Moorhead was putting together a nice year. They had that notable win at UMD against the Bulldogs early in the season. They are in overtime now in Bismarck. Concordia and Mary both get field goals in the first overtime. They are tied at 13. Sioux Falls won in Mankato, beating Minnesota State 40-36. It just went final. Mavericks had the ball, drove into Cougar territory, but couldn't seal the deal. Sioux Falls, a big upset at Minnesota State today. Cougars win it 40-36. We hope to get a game report on that one. It was Northern State beating Bemidji, or I should say Northern State leading Bemidji State in Aberdeen 14-7. Late fourth quarter, Beavers have the ball, and they are driving. They're at the Northern State 2-yard line at the moment. Beavers touchdown extra point to tie. What if they get the touchdown and go for two? We hope to get a game report on that one from our friend Kevin Reed, the voice of Bemidji State. Non-conference tilt, Marshall, Nebraska. Kearney beat Southwest Minnesota State 35-0. And Wayne State over Minot 27-21 today at Wayne America. And you are up to date on the local school board, and we'll continue to keep an eye on that, get some more game reports as we move through the afternoon here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Here's what's coming up next. We have all the news and all the weather at 5. We'll get another rundown of the Big Ten and Top 25 with Jonathan Lowe, and we'll do a full run-through of the regional school board as well, and get you all those scores from the regional teams. And by the way, there were a handful of high school football games today. We'll take a sneak peek at those as well here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Big thanks all around our producer Josh Wheeler, Jonathan Lowe, keeping an eye on the Big Ten and Top 25 and more for us here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile,
the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
UCCO.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.